Let's get NCLEX ready. Hi, I'm Nurse JoJo, registered nurse and founder of Cutie Nurses. Join me as I break down the most difficult questions and share the tools that empowered over 1,500 students to crush the NCLEX exam. Each week, I'll share tips, reviews, along with a ton of resources to help you become a registered nurse and thrive. So step into the world of nursing with confidence at cutienurses.com/start. AITA Reddit Stories on Patients versus Nurses. Who is in the right? Episode 1. Nurses deal with rude patients and patients deal with rude nurses. Today, I will be sharing AITA Reddit Stories regarding patients and their interactions with rude nurses. You tell me if you agree with the patient or the nurse. It's Reddit, so perhaps the stories are exaggerated from the original poster, the OP's perspective, or it may be fake altogether. Either way, Reddit does this job of entertaining us with these stories, so let's dive right in. Story number one. AITA for talking back to a rude nurse. Today, I, female 21, was at the hospital with my mom, female 49, and my grandmother, female 64. Because my grandma was being admitted as tomorrow, she'll be having a surgery for a hernia in the stomach. She was told to get there at 10 a.m. and ended in waiting till 2 p.m. So we were just there to support her and keep her company. Now, a relevant detail is that I am fat. Not chubby, not morbidly obese, just plain old fat. Jiggly arms, fat thighs, and rolls on my stomach and back. I can move, although I run quite slowly. I can wash myself fine. I don't have trouble breathing. The only medical problem I have is a hormonal imbalance, which is likely the cause of half my weight. The other half is food because I like to eat. The other relevant detail is that obesity runs in the family, and both my mother and grandma had a gastric bypass so they can lose weight, but they were far heavier than me now. Back to the waiting room. We sat there until a nurse showed up to tell my grandma where to go. She looks up at me and down, saying she didn't recognize me. At this point, I was smiling and ready for a pleasant session of small talk, but she wasn't. She looks me dead in the eyes, and with the most patronizing voice ever, she says, "Are we thinking about losing weight?" This woman, without knowing my name, my age, my story, or my medical background, just freaking blurted out this phrase nonchalantly. I was mortified, and the smile died on my face. I was so shocked I chuckled a bit and said, "Is this all you can think about me the first time you see me?" I tried to maintain eye contact while still being pleasant and not rude. She started to explain that she's a nurse. She wants to prevent people from being ill, and this was part of her job. That she didn't mean to upset me. But if she did, she's probably right. That if she didn't have that uniform on, she would have never said that. I highly doubt it, as she was about to clock out, and my grandma was waiting for almost 4 hours at this point. But she found the time to lecture me unprompted about my weight in front of the whole waiting room. Many of my friends told me she probably did it in bad faith and then justified herself behind her scrubs. Then it was time for my grandma to go to her room and she finally left. I told my mother that I felt violated and she basically said to suck it up and go listen because she was doing it out of concern. She told me it was rude of me to keep an angry demeanor. Even though I didn't raise my voice, I just didn't give in to her explanation and kept eye contact while upset. She said that I should have agreed with her since it's true and not start a discussion. Am I the a-hole? The top comment stated the following comment. NTA, not the a-hole. There was absolutely no reason for her to be rude or make that comment. You weren't the patient. Even if you were, unless the reason for that visit is weight-related or weight is a factor, that's for a doctor to tell you. Her job was to help your grandma, so take the unsolicited advice and shove it up her ass so that only a colonoscopy can find it. So unprofessional of her. Also, she doesn't know you. Imagine if you had an eating disorder, body dysmorphia, or something, or a medical condition. She didn't know you. Didn't have your medical chart in front of her and just ran her mouth. I would actually escalate it to a supervisor because it was entirely inappropriate, unprofessional, and contrary to her belief, uncaring. Now, I agree with this commenter, and in this case, the OP which is original poster, is in the right. What is the point of even making this comment to someone who is not the patient? This other comment stated, NTA, report her. Healthcare professionals who talk like that to patients are the reason a lot of people don't trust their doctors or nurses. I feel like not everything has to be reported, but this would go on the list. It was such an unnecessary comment, and sometimes nurses just forget that we need to be therapeutic. This OP who is not a patient may end up feeling not comfortable trusting the healthcare staff if this is the impression that is given. Honestly, this person responded in a polite manner that made him or her the bigger person. The consensus in the comments section is that OP is not the a-hole. Story number two, AITA for exploding at a nurse who told me I should really get a job. I had to go to the ER after being sent there from my primary care doctor as I was experiencing some really weird symptoms, a strange rash on my body. My blood pressure and pulse were super high, and I had a pretty high fever. I routinely take pain medication for a disorder that I have that caused me to have 3 surgeries, one of which complicated things even more. Naturally, this was all on my chart, so the hospital was aware of my medication usage. I've had to deal with doctors assuming I'm an addict before, but I figured it would be fine at that time because I was literally sent to the hospital. My doctor even called ahead to let them know he was sending me there and had visible symptoms that had nothing to do with opioid or opioid use. However, the doctor refused to take me seriously and ended up leaving me in a room with the door closed for 6 hours as my symptoms got worse and worse. At one point during this, a nurse came in to put in an IV. As she was doing this, she informed me that the doctor was taking his time to see me because he assumed I was in withdrawal. That was ridiculous because I had even brought and shown him my full bottle of medication. The pills were stamped too so he could see what they were and that I wasn't trying to pull off some sort of half-baked lying scheme to get meds so he would know it wasn't withdrawal. I got pissed about that and asked the nurse to please let the doctor know I was not in withdrawal. They could test my blood and find out for sure if they didn't believe me. She ignored what I said and instead responded with, "You know, these sorts of issues happen a lot less to people who find ways to fill their days and be productive. You should really consider getting a job." To be clear, I have a job, a full-time job with a major tech company. Her comment was the cherry on top of an already shitty experience. I flipped out and said, I have a job. It's full-time with X company, and I probably make a hell of a lot more than you do, and I don't treat my clients like pieces of crap like you do. I definitely raised my voice as well, I admit. That was probably over the line, but she was making assumptions about me and treating me like garbage. My friend who was with me at the ER got really embarrassed, called me a dick, and left. I ended up finally being admitted to the hospital after a few more hours. And after a few days, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition that was causing all of my symptoms. I've been considering reporting the nurse and the doctor. I know I told them off, but I feel like I was justified. My friend who was with me still thinks I'm an a-hole for blowing up at the nurse and thinks reporting them would make me an even bigger a-hole. I really truly believe I was justified, but I want some other opinions before I potentially damage 2 people's careers. Am I the a-hole? Edit. For some extra info, I was in there, in that room for a total of 12 hours before I was finally just admitted. And at that point, they hadn't even run any tests to see what's going on. They took a urine sample when I first arrived, but that's it. One of my symptoms was also a really bad rash, which I don't believe is associated with withdrawal, and they could have learned that I was not in withdrawal by checking my blood or even just acknowledging the full bottle of pills I had with me and showed them. I also did request a new nurse and doctor twice, but nothing happened. Last edit. Thank you all for your comments and thoughts. This has given me some perspective, and while I definitely should not have responded so harshly and rudely to the nurse, I will be reaching out to the hospital to find out what avenue I need to take to report this. I think it's clear to me that my response to the nurse was wrong, but the way the whole situation was handled by the hospital and their staff was egregious and needs to be reported. and my illness had been more serious and time-sensitive, the outcome could have been much, much worse. The top comment stated the following comment. I'm a nursing student as we speak. NTA, report the beep out of her. Get her fired if you can, and don't stop until she's the one complaining about not having a job. That's so unprofessional and out of line. It's not even funny. I wouldn't even dream of saying something like that to a patient. I absolutely agree that the nurse should be reported. This situation may not get the nurse fired, but it should bring awareness to the ER staff that patients coming in with an assumed drug addict should also be looked at for other potential problems. Life-threatening issues can be missed and really cause permanent damage. I understand the pressure that ER staff have that other departments do not have and the amount of rudeness they deal with on a daily basis. ER nurses are absolute angels and they can get to their breaking point. However, like another comment stated, addicts still deserve healthcare. But without even testing the patient, the doctor or nurse should not just assume it is an addiction issue. What I appreciate about this OP is the self-awareness to reflect on how harsh the response was to the nurse. In the end, two wrongs don't make a right. And the consensus is that the OP is not the a-hole. We just uncovered two jaw-dropping AITA stories of patients dealing with nurses. Craving more? Hit subscribe if you would like me to make more exciting nursing news story. Your support goes a long way. Up next, story number 3. AITA for getting a nurse fired during a healthcare job crisis? I, 23 female, have a port placed in my chest for IV medication and blood draw access. If my port isn't being used at least once a month, I have to get it flushed monthly. I've been going to my local infusion clinic at my hospital for flushing. The last 2 times I had the same nurse. Last time she didn't feel my port and just went straight to sticking based on the scar. She put the needle in the wrong spot and it was pressed up against the bottom sidewall of my port and the pain was excruciating. I was crying and yelling for her to stop, and she just kept trying to dig around and pull and push saline to get a blood return. She didn't stop until my partner, 26 male, stepped in and told her to stop. She told me my port was occluded and to see my doctor. It was fairly new, so I called my doctor immediately and he got me in, and it flushed and returned just fine. Images were good too. I go back last week and she's the one doing it again. This time, I moved my port and showed her where it was. She acted shocked and told me it was weird that it was above my scar instead of below, and told me in her 20 years she has never seen that. I have had my port accessed many times by now and know the sterile procedure pretty well by now. She seemed really spaced out and all over the place that day. I asked her if she was okay and she called it the cases of the Mondays. She continued to get things ready and didn't wash her hands before putting on gloves. Then used her normal gloves to open all the sterile stuff, didn't put on the sterile mask because she already has one, and didn't put on the sterile glove. She ran around opening drawers for flushes and putting things in the trash can before going straight into flushing my port. She did put the drape down over my shirt. At the end, she gave me the sterile gloves and mask so they didn't go to waste. I was really upset. I had to stop my partner from causing a scene because he saw it all and was pretty upset himself. I am a slight infection risk, but what about every cancer patient that comes into that clinic for chemotherapy, who she also probably accesses? I immediately went home and reported my experience, and then called my doctor and explained in a message. I got a call today that they investigated and let her go. I'm now feeling guilty because nurses are so overworked right now and we lived in a fairly small town. My mom, who is a former nurse, said we overreacted and should have just asked to not get her next time. AITA. The top comment stated the following comment. You did the right thing. NTA, both my mother and mother-in-law have had to have chemo, and man, if I seen a nurse behave like that, I would have been upset. Procedures created for a reason that usually involve someone dying in the past. And so no, you didn't overreact. You probably prevented the eventual death of a patient. I agree with this comment. As a nurse and as a daughter who watched her dad go through cancer, this would have upset me for sure. I would like my family members and myself to be treated the same way that I treat my patient. There's a reason why hand washing and infection control are hot topics for the NCLEX and nursing exam. The actions a nurse take or not can really be life or death. Another commenter stated, NTA, I'm a nurse and I hope I would be fired if I ever treated a patient like that. Here's another comment from a nurse, fellow RN here, and I agree. The principles of maintaining a sterile field are a pretty basic thing, especially for someone who works in an infusion center. This nurse is unsafe, and you save a future patient from a complication. They let her go because your complaint was 100% valid. NTA, the consensus from the comment section is that OP is not the a-hole. These three stories show that actions and things that nurses say can really affect the patient. It reminds us to be compassionate and to follow the necessary protocol to provide these vulnerable patients the best hospital or clinic experience possible. Ready for the latest from Cutie Nurses? Smash that subscribe button to join our community and stay updated. Every like and share propels us forward, and your support means the world to me. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to catch you in the next video. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Want more tips and tricks for passing the NCLEX? Then be sure to check out cutienurses.com/start. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next week.